This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 24-year-old Wausaukee woman died and a 1-year-old child was injured after a car drove into the ditch on U.S. Highway 141 in Stiles Saturday. Oconee County Sheriff's officials say the car left the roadway and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest. The driver died on the scene. The child was taken to a hospital in Green Bay. A Marinette County couple has been sentenced to prison for sexually assaulting a child and incest of a child. 56-year-old Ronald Novak and Danielle Novak, 45, of Pembine, were convicted in a joint trial in October. Ronald Novak was sentenced to a total of 35 years in prison and 20 years extended supervision. Danielle Novak was sentenced to a total of 15 years in prison and 11 years of extended supervision. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations, including some in Northeast Wisconsin, will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accused several TV stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic political action group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zweedmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling, but instead gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. The suit names the parent companies of WBAY-TV, Gray Media, Nextstar for WFRV-TV, and Scripps Media, the parent company of WGBA and WACY-TV. It also names Sinclair Broadcasting, which is the parent company of WLUK, but it did not name Fox 11 as a defendant, only Sinclair's Milwaukee station. Zweedmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. Hovde was defeated by incumbent Tammy Baldwin in the November election. GasBuddy recently released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. GasBuddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024 and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but it comes amid emerging uncertainty surrounding geopolitical tensions, political tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025 with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 a gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Incoming District 18 Senator Kristen Alfheim has been named to two Senate committees and one board as she prepares to take office. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced last week that Alfheim will serve on the Senate Committee for Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage and the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. She'll also serve on the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Board. Incoming Senator for the 30th District, which covers the greater Green Bay area, Democrat Jamie Wall, has been appointed to two joint legislative committees and to a Senate committee. Wall will serve on the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. He'll also serve on the Joint Legislative Council and the Joint Committee on Information Policy and Technology. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced the appointments last week. The 2025 Wisconsin legislative session begins today. The Wisconsin State Legislature may consider the legalization of medical marijuana again in the next session. With new district maps, Republican state lawmakers hold a smaller majority in both chambers of the legislature, and some have expressed a willingness to engage in medical marijuana discussions again. The topic has been considered in the past, but lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on how best to regulate medical marijuana. A previous plan was opposed by Democratic legislators as being too restrictive. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. What started as a beauty pageant following World War II has turned into a position as the voice for agriculture in Wisconsin. The next Alice in Dairyland will begin her term in July, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is already looking for the next candidate. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Hallie Hensel, said she's excited to work with the top candidates applying for the position.
Heading into the new year, I'm actually really excited. We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. And so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
The position requires extensive travel throughout the state while promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state's economy. Alice in Dairyland is not only about sharing the stories of agriculture, but also inspiring the next generation to continue the legacy. Applications are being accepted now for the position of 78th Alice in Dairyland and must be received by 4:30 January 31st. You can find out more at aliceindairyland.com. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Harry Potter franchise was interested in having David Fincher direct. When all was said and done, they said no thank you after hearing that the director of Seven and Gone Girl told Warner Brothers he wanted to make Harry Potter more creepy. I am hoping the producer-director does bring an element of creepiness to his upcoming project Chinatown, a series he developed with Robert Towne before the legendary director of the film Chinatown passed away last July. A 4K re-release of Seven is currently in theaters. We are all late to the party on certain bingeable shows. For me, Letterkenny is one that flew under the radar. The show has a rabid cult following. A hockey-based spinoff of the show called Shorzy has just been renewed for a fifth season, according to The Hollywood Reporter. If you want to play catch-up on the show, you can check out the previous four seasons on Hulu, as well as all seasons of Letterkenny. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland has signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on Sirius XM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. Mamma Mia! There is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number number one musical stage adaptation, according to Puberty.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few flurries, windy as well, partly sunny, highs near 25, but those strong north winds will keep the single-digit wind chills around. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11, partly sunny, mid-20s for Tuesday, highs near 18 on Wednesday.
It's 24 right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.